Hello again, Mike Roberts here with Malta Memories. And if you've just joined this 17-part series and you're asking, what is it all about? Well, I'm taking you nostalgically through the years 1964 to 1972 via the researched memories of the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta, helped on our journey by the popular music of the time. And today we begin a brand new year, 1968. When debate on the future of Malta's dockyard again made the headlines. Maltese stage and screen actress Ethel Farrugia returned to her native land after a long absence and having just completed filming the 20th century Fox film The Magi's with Anthony Quinn and Candice Bergman. And for a one-day-only special price of 12 shillings and sixpence per person in old sterling, the Sheraton Malta offered a five-course candlelit dinner with accordion music by Bruce Guest. Meanwhile, another kind of music was being heard in record stores and over the airwaves at the time. It was the sound Jose Feliciano was making with his popular recording of that year, Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time for hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Light My Fire, Jose Feliciano. Valletta's Collegiate Church commemorated St. Paul's shipwreck on Malta with a dazzling display of its treasures in gold and silver, as the statue of the Apostle was carried in procession through the surrounding streets. The General Transport Union called a strike of its members for Carnival Week on all buses, in support of their claim for a one-penny fare increase. A Mosta resident complained about the use of transistor radios in St. Anton Gardens, previously regarded as a place of peace and tranquility. And a sound of another sort was to be heard 500 feet over Grand Harbour, the jet engines of four Canberra bombers, as their flypast welcomed the troop landing ship Empire Gull. Writing in the American colour magazine Holiday, the Irish novelist Tony Gray wrote of Malta and its inhabitants, "Outside of Ireland, you are unlikely to encounter a more open-hearted and hospitable people in all of Europe." and the Malta Girl Guides Association, whilst ranking as one of the oldest youth movements on the island, was declared one of the leading ones too. Up among some of the leading recording artists in 1968 was Mama Cass, with this.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Relaxing voice of Mama Cass and Dream a Little Dream of Me. The new school ship Uganda arrived on her first visit to Malta, replacing the two veterans Danira and Devonia, both of which were so well remembered by many former school children from Malta who had enjoyed educational courses on them. St. Edward's College Choir entertained parents and friends, accompanied for the first time by its very own and new college orchestra. As tourism continued to grow, the first tourists of the Exchange Travel Agency Malta programme arrived, catering for so-called high-class holidaymakers. Each tourist was expected to spend £30 to £40 sterling while on the island. Maltese composer Charles Camilleri joined with Ralph Vaughan Williams' daughter Ursula, who was born on Malta, to write a one-act opera based on Maltese folk legend entitled Melita. The Zorea Civic Committee organised a tidy week during which village schoolchildren participated in a special cleanliness day by placing litter bins near their playing field and promising to keep Zorea tidy. While all this was going on in Zorea, in Valletta, Moss's well-known sculptor John Bonici held a one-man exhibition at the National Museum. And the popular singing group Marmalade brought us this chart hit.
La la la. Desmond takes a trolley to the jeweler's store, buys a 20 carat golden ring. Takes it back to Molly waiting at the door, and as he gives it to her, she begins to sing.
From 1968, Marmalade and Obladi Oblada. A Royal University of Malta student and international TV enthusiast picked up a broadcast in St. Julian's from Moscow, celebrating the 150th birthday anniversary of Karl Marx. The picture, without sound, was visible for 20 minutes. The 32-car, 700-passenger Gozo Ferry Gyland started operation, replacing the motor vessel Imperial Eagle, at a cost of £100,000. Two choral works, one by Samuel Coleridge Taylor and the other by Henry Purcell, to be performed by the Malta Choral Society, were advertised at Floriana's Catholic Institute. The development of Lua Airport was again called for, with the previously forecasted prediction that by 1972 it would be called on to handle 700,000 passengers compared to its current 200,000. Other aircraft in the news at the time were the famous RAF aerobatic team, the Red Arrows, flying their NAT jet trainers on their first visit to Malta since 1966. They gave another breathtaking display, this time centred over Marsamshet and Manuel Island. And the changing contrasts of popular music that would be even more apparent in the 70s brought us in 1968 Aretha Franklin and this.
Forever, 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 forever
I Say a Little Prayer, Aretha Franklin. The relentless building of new hotels to accommodate the ever-expanding tourist industry was demonstrated by the development of the Maliha Bay Hotel, sited below Marfa Ridge, and scheduled to open in early 1969. It boasted some 214 rooms all en suite and with their own sun balconies overlooking the sea. Prince and Grand Master of the Sovereign Military Hospitalier Order of St. John of Jerusalem, of Rhodes, and of Malta, Fra Angelo de Moyana, arrived in Malta. The visit was particularly historic because it represented the first time that a Grand Master had done so since the expulsion of the order by Napoleon's forces in 1798. And as if in complete contrast, the Busket Roadhouse was advertising what it claimed to be a universal attraction, the duo Bernice from Germany. They were billed as talented acrobats, musicians, jugglers and comedians, and accompanied by Paul Arnault's band and singers. Two singers making the popular music charts around this time were Gary Puckett and Bobby Goldsborough. They both had their own hits in 1968.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you kept the secret of your youth. Let me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could.
Gary Puckett, Young Girl, followed by Bobby Goldsborough and Honey. As the year in Malta approached the halfway point, the Plaza Cinema in Sliema was booked solid for the world premiere of Vendetta for the Saint. The showing of this film, partly filmed in Malta, saw all the proceeds going to the Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme. When workmen were clearing a site in Marina Street Pietà, a wall and the roof of the colourful store adjacent to it collapsed. Happily, the store was empty at the time, and as the colourful store's owners no doubt contemplated the premises' future, the subject of colour was being mentioned elsewhere. Malta declared that the beautiful bougainvillea plant was entitled to be called Queen of Climbers. Its presence in the island, covering walls with magnificent foliage in dazzling colours, provides lasting memories to the many who visit. One of those visitors, Maltese Emmanuel Bugea, who was running a highly successful restaurant in London on Chelsea's King's Road, returned to Malta with two partners to look for and open a restaurant on the island. And another arrival, the Prince of Wales, on an 8-day private stay, visited Malta's Stone Age and other historic sites. While musically, Louis Armstrong sang What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world, Louis Armstrong. That's it, folks, except to remind you of the contact details for, if you wish, any comments or indeed your own memories of years past. Email is mikerobert, mikerobert, at firenet, firenet, dot ws, that's important, ws, World Service. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Join me next time for more of these Malta memories when we will conclude 1968 via the same format as we have today. People, events and music. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.